Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
The battle for America is
California.
On.
California. Trump sent military into California under emergency orders to turn the water on. Millions of gallons that Newsom dumped into the Pacific will now flow into Southern California. Wow. This one has the libs freaking out. Let's take a look. I'll explain that. Terminating the Department of Education and returning power back to parents and teachers. Now, there's an idea whose time is well overdue. And folks, here is the entire text of the bill. Are you ready? Quote, the Department of Education will terminate on December 31st, 2026. End quote. That's it. Resubmitted by Representative Thomas Massey, Kentucky's 4th District. Democrat Representative Hakeem Jeffries threatens to bring the fight against Trump's federal funding freeze to the courts and in the streets. Well, let's take a look at what the Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, is doing. What power do Ilan and Vivek actually have? What are they targeting? What are zombie programs anyway? And are Ilan and Vivek truly getting ready to cut veterans' medical care? You know Trump isn't going to let that happen. I think the enemy is flooding us with clever misinformation scams. It's a scheme to destroy our confidence in the objective truth, making us vulnerable to manipulation. So beware, and we'll give you some insight on that. Black Hawk Down 3. It was Black Hawk Down Carter, Black Hawk Down Clinton, and now Black Hawk Down Trump. No, not Trump. Deep State. Yeah, all of them were deep state. Here we go. We're all watching and waiting to find out the truth about the Black Hawk helicopter that crashed into the American Airlines passenger jet in midair over the Potomac during that airline's descent to land at Reagan National in D.C. The latest from Trump that I have on this is a truth post, and it says, quote, the Black Hawk helicopter was flying too high by a lot. It was far above the 200-foot limit, and that's not really too complicated to understand, is it? Okay, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
California burning only worse than ever. Trump sent military into California under emergency powers to turn the water on. He intends to divert the millions of gallons of water that Newsom's policies have been dumping into the Pacific and let it go where it was supposed to go in the first place, and that is to Southern California, that our reservoirs would be filled and we could take care of things like this. Wow, this one truly does have the libs freaking out. Let's take a look. The fires are covering 16,000 acres, and I think it's even past that by now. There are hundreds of thousands of structures that have been destroyed, burnt to the ground. Houses, apartments, businesses, ashes. Meanwhile, Newsom's playing as fiddle. I mean, watch this guy. When he does get in front of the press, he bounces around, wobbling his shoulders, looking like he's doing some kind of weird dance. I think he's losing his mind. Looks like he's working on his own version of the Trump dance, only it's like way out of context here. He looks silly, rocking his shoulders around, waving his hands about. It's unreal and even borders on surreal. The guy's got to go. He's talking about a fire disaster, the likes of which not even California has ever seen. And he's dancing and grinning like an idiot? What's this guy playing his fiddle like Nero? Only it's this weird dance? Unbelievable. Anyway, he's calling Trump a liar, denying that the military has come to California to turn on the water. Now, here's what they admit. The United States Corps of Engineers, that's an Army unit, has been deployed to California to help with the LA wildfires. Some of these, or some other deployment, was made to restart federal water pumps after they were offline for maintenance for 3 days. And that's how they try to explain this away. What they don't talk about is, first, Who was the idiot who decided now was a good time to turn off water for routine maintenance? What is it about Trump issuing an executive order, which he did, directing multiple agencies, including the Department of Defense and Department of Homeland Security, to respond to California's Newsom policies created disaster that you don't understand, Mr. Liberal wise guy, har har. Yeah, I'm responding to this guy carping about all the conservative idiots who think Trump sent the military to invade the Delta. Oh, man. Wow, it's one thing to exaggerate when complimenting or when describing something for effect, but it's not good when accusing somebody, okay? Trump did not say he sent the military into California to invade. He did sign an executive order directing multiple federal agencies, including the DOD and the DHS, to use their resources to help get water to Southern California. And yes, he did that. Really, whether he even had the federal water plant in mind is actually an open question. He might have, but certainly that is not all he had in mind. Trump is the sort of leader who says you're closing down a water plant for routine maintenance while Los Angeles is burning to ashes? That's got to be the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Turn the water on, you dolts. Okay, something like that. Anyway, the article I'm reading says it was routine maintenance. Maybe repairs were necessary. These news items do tend to change shape as we get more information, but it doesn't change the point. President Trump used his powers to get things hopping towards solving a problem that Gavin created by his foolish policies and his abuse of power. That's the point. Bullseye. Hey, what do you think about terminating the Department of Education and returning power back to parents and teachers? I like the idea. I read the entire text of the bill in the opening. It's really short. Are you ready? Quote, "The Department of Education shall terminate on December 31, 2026. That's it. Public schools have become tyrannical over parents. That's what happens when the federal government takes over the education of our children. It's too far distant from the parents. The same thing happens on the state level. Education is the provenance of the home and the church, friend. When the government gets its hands on it, bank on this. Corruption is soon to follow. There's no social program the government gets involved in that does not become corrupt. Take the NGOs as an example. The NGO, that's supposed to be a non-governmental organization. Like the NGO that was distributing flyers to the migrants illegally crossing our border or planning to, that provided instructions to remember, vote for Biden. In fact, these non-government organizations are nothing else but fronts for a money laundering scheme and a shadow organization of government to use, violating its powers and interrupting and encroaching upon our rights. It's another version of what the Obama-Biden administrations have attempted to do with social media companies, especially, but really with all other businesses and corporations too. Some senator or representative gets money from the government to fund this or that non-government organization, and that organization gives a kickback to that politician's campaign fund. Yeah, the government can't encourage illegals to cross our borders or engage in human trafficking or to vote illegally in our country. But although they do all those things, they do it under color of law. Non-government organizations, however, can get away with all this stuff under the guise of benevolence. So government operators in the CIA and apparently also the FBI would set up these NGOs to conduct these illegal operations. The government cannot suppress free speech, but private companies can. So the government muscles the owners of these giant social media companies to do it for them. They can't suppress information to the public or control the narrative entirely by themselves, but privately owned businesses can. So that's how the government gets it done. The government can't enforce mandating face masks. Did you know that? So they use their ability to punish businesses and to coerce them to manipulate those business owners to do it for them. And by the way, that's fascism. Yeah, fascism is exerting government control over the population through businesses. By controlling their access to goods and services, every businessman and woman who sold out their communities to become the fascist arm of the wicked government under Biden to oppress us during COVID should be ashamed and shunned. And believe me when I tell you, they're going to try it again. It's going to be harder, though, because Trump is wise to them now. But if Newsom thinks he can get away with it, well, he'll strap a face diaper on your face and tell you to stay home and keep the kids from school and shut down churches and the local mom and pop stores, but leave the big box stores open and their buddies and their own wineries and, of course, the bars, right? They've already made several feints toward bringing us back under that heel, but Americans are onto them, and let's hope that holds out at least enough of us to make them hesitate. Get my book, Let My People Breathe, Scheidbach. It's the way to look for it when you search it on the web. Not only will you learn that masks don't work, but you will learn something even more important. You will learn what the Bible really says about our responsibility to the government and the government's limits in encroaching upon our rights and the government's responsibility to the people. Okay, my friend, I've got to take a short break. Hold on. I'll be right back. Got some interesting insight into the Black Hawk jet crash thing, what Doge is doing, and some other stuff. Hang on.
Hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease, and they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy, with science and scripture, available wherever you buy your books.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello and welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singing "The Enemy is on the March," an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Democrat Representative Hakeem Jeffries threatened to bring the fight against Trump's federal funding freeze in the courts and in the streets. The claim is that Trump's federal funding freeze will cut off Meals on Wheels, early childhood programs, and other social programs, but does not mention that Trump has expressly said funding that supports Americans directly will not be interrupted. My friend, you need to get ready for the unreasonable and wicked rulers who have had their power taken away to fight like a big-eyed tuna or a yellowfin, something my dad would go out for often. Probably the best fight I've ever had on a hook and line was a carp or a feisty bass, or more recently, some northern pike. But there's nothing quite like hooking an angry Antichrist bureaucrat. Whoa. It should not be surprising, considering they're the spiritual spawns of Leviathan. You know, and God warned us about that character, didn't he? Canst thou draw out a Leviathan with a hook, or his tongue with a cord, which thou lettest down? Lay thine hand upon him, remember the battle, and do no more. Job 41:1 and verse 8. God said, none is so fierce that dare stir him up. Job 41:10. Well, friend, Trump and his base have stirred him up. But here is the difference between Job and us. God said, none is so fierce that dare stir him up. Who then is able to stand before me? Well, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, is what the Bible tells us today. And hey, if you have seen the children of disobedience begin to fall before you, beware you don't forget you cannot stand up to this evil apart from God. I've been watching something develop, and it's very concerning. Some of these conservatives think that they've cast down Leviathan by their own strength or power. Well, go ahead. You know, you have a saying among you. It's coarse and uncomely. You say F.A. and F.O. Or as titles, Christ or God, or despise into disgrace the sanctity of holy matrimony itself into a shallow and hollow act of, what, plugging the earth with your seed? Perhaps many of you didn't even know that that's the actual meaning of the favorite word. So while I think the sentiment expressed is worthy, Excuse me if I forbear your manner of expressing it. I'll convert your vulgar euphemism into something less pungent. How about this? Blaspheme and find out. Something for you to think about. I speak to my fellow conservatives now. I warn you. Go ahead and think it's okay to promote same-sex marriage. Let's just go there. Which denies the image of God. It blasphemes the Creator. Denies His creation. Dismiss the God of your Bible as inconsequential to the victories we've enjoyed of late. Well, let me say to you, BFA, fella, blaspheme and find out. Will you ridicule those, and I think rightly so, who think themselves women, who are actually men, like Buttigieg and his whatever that is, and then ridicule those who imagine thinking that makes it so? You just have an operation and then that'll, and then turn around now and say, we all know some biological man or woman that has transgendered and we can't imagine them being anyone else. Okay. You don't see the enemy is finding a way to sow the very seeds back into the soil now that will grow into the same evils that we've lately rejoiced were put down. It's nonsense. There's nothing commonsensical about a man who thinks he's made himself into a woman or a woman who thinks she's made herself into a man. You're kneeling at the altar of nonsense. No biological man that is effeminate or an abuser of himself with mankind is going to inherit the kingdom. And even the Spirit expresses some surprise at such gross distortions, saying, quote, for even their women, you hear that? For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was meet, or fit. BFA, friend, blaspheme and find out. Nebuchadnezzar did. You'll see yourself suddenly chewing on grass, or worse, swallowed up by Leviathan. I'm telling you, homosexuality is an abomination. Those who are caught up in that dark perversion are not okay. In fact, there's a lot of problems attended with that behavior and that lifestyle. You're not doing them a favor at all. With regard to Trump's federal freeze, the freeze affects those who are here illegally and foreign aid. I suppose that if Meals on Wheels is carrying meals to illegals, or if early childhood programs are enrolling illegals, then or the children of the illegals, then yes, in that case, it will affect them. But otherwise, the point of the freeze is to temporarily stop all federal hiring and foreign aid, and then permanently stop federal funding for the support of those who are here illegally. You know, this is actually the plan my wife suggested that we should use to stop the invasion. She said, take away the reason they're coming. Don't let them have access to all this stuff. And that was way back in the Bushy days. Wait a minute, I think actually that goes back to Reagan. Well, she was right then and she's right now. With regard to DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, they are providing a wonderful service to this country. However, only Congress acting in assembly can actually affect the changes they recommend to achieve the effect they envision. DOGE cannot do any of the things I heard this guy say they did. This guy says DOGE has stopped $1.7 million for the Federal Bureau of Advanced Stapler Engineering and $1.2 million annually for the National Institute for Memo Formatting Standards. And he's saying all this with a straight face. $1.6 million annually for the Strategic Paperweight Development Program and $1.3 million for the Office of Redundant Documentation Reduction. None of this would surprise me, though, of course, and that's the but for your information, I could not verify a single one of these. It's somebody playing with you. Now, look, I think the enemy's flooding us with clever misinformation scams, trying to bait gullible conservatives in and then expose them as fools. You need to watch out. Charlie Kirk got slammed for reporting that Tulsi has been confirmed. However, it appears that this is a fake account. And they're using Charlie's image, they're using his name, but it looks like a fake account. X is being seriously attacked with this sort of thing by flooding free speech with fake news. So, We're dealing with devils for sure. Either we let them control the narrative by surrendering truth to their soul control as it is defined by their government-crafted narratives, or they're going to swamp us with so much fake news and false reports and so on that with items that we would want to believe or hear in order to kind of choke us on our own freedom. And it's working a little bit. Now, our side has a mechanism for flagging false stories, and it's called rapid response. But friend, there is a huge difference. In our case, we are merely showing up into the discussion and delivering our point of view or correcting the story with facts. And that's a whole different thing. As for what Doge is recommending, they are targeting what are called zombie programs. Now, these are federal programs whose funding has gone beyond congressional sunset, and the Congress doesn't address them and either make it permanent or get rid of it. They need to do their job and legislate. I need to conclude. Let's look at the latest Black Hawk Down escapade. We're all watching and waiting to find out the truth about the Black Hawk helicopter that crashed into an American Airlines passenger jet in midair over the Potomac during the jet's descent to land at Reagan National in D.C. The latest from Trump that I have is a post on Truth. The Black Hawk helicopter was flying too high by a lot. It was far above the 200-foot limit. That's not really too complicated to understand, is it? So, could be that Trump is asking us to dismiss this as human error. The pilot of the helicopter was out of his lane by half a mile and flying above the 200-foot altitude restriction by well over 150, somewhere between 150 and 200 feet. And the tower instructions, if followed, would have avoided this accident. So far, the contenders for culprit are as follows. DEI got scrambled into a literal DIE. And the idea someone was promoted to a position because of the color of their skin, their gender, or sexual preference, and someone else who was more competent, more qualified for the job, was overlooked or passed over because his skin wasn't the right color, it was white, his gender was not what they were looking for, female, which is the only time that matters is in a case like this, anyway. The candidate identified with his or her biological gender, or in other words, he or she was straight. So, from the Daily Mail, referenced by Trump, quote, FAA launches recruitment campaign for workers with, quote, severe intellectual and, quote, disabilities, psychiatric problems, and physical issues to hit woke DEI targets, end quote. Now, that's the first thing that Trump brought out. So the X-File that claimed 3,000 top-performing applicants for controller jobs were rejected in favor of DEI hires is believable, even though that page has interestingly been removed. That's culprit candidate number one, DEI. The second suspect is a twist on the first. Some DEI hire got fired and decided to kill himself and over 66 others while throwing a fit. Doubt that. Another theory is that it's operator error. That seems to be the direction Trump is tending now. One of these suggests the Black Hawk pilot misunderstood tower communications. He was apprised of an oncoming collision, but thought the tower was talking about a different plane. Air traffic control radios the helicopter, asking if they see the American Airlines passenger jet. The Black Hawk pilot confirms visual contact and requests visual separation. Now, what that means is, he asked, "Leave it to me to maneuver out of the path of the incoming jet." That was approved. Whatever adjustment of the flight path that was made by the Hawk, it did not include dropping altitude. It did not appear to include a change in his compass setting. He proceeded to fly directly into the flight path of the airliner. So, the theory is that he was looking at the wrong plane, but he made no adjustments. Here's the opinion of an expert on these things. He says the investigators are almost certain to zero in on the altitude of the Hawk. It was from 150 to 200 feet above the 200-foot ceiling for copters in that area. The Hawk's altitude was taken from a flight radar 24 data, and that's a system that's used to track and record aircraft for most flights in the United States. Another expert, a former Hawk pilot, asked, why didn't the pilot turn? Why didn't the pilot even slow down? Why he wondered why they didn't deviate from their flight course at all. speed, or altitude. And that's my problem with all of this. And adding to that, wouldn't the first thing you do be to check your instruments? I've had a little bit of flight training, and that's like the first go-to. What's my altitude, speed, and compass? It's practically instinctual. The only thing that makes sense is that the pilot did mistake what plane he was supposed to be navigating around. But the pilot would know to look for a plane with a flight path intersecting with his own. And I didn't see anything in that area that would fit that description. And the pilot, even in night goggles, would look around. They had three people in there. They'd be looking around, man. Look, the head would be on a swivel here. They wouldn't just be depending on their peripheral. And all the traffic is moving in one direction. Anyway, furthermore, alarms about an impending collision were sounding at least 30 seconds before the crash. Now, there are a lot of questions that are going to be answered when we find, if we find the black box. So who knows what conspiracies might begin to percolate to the surface. This all leads to the burning question, who was on the plane? And so far, nothing has come up that sends off flares. Will there be one they can't find? Just little mysteries, you know. Will there arise some doubt or mystery about the manifest? A name or two that comes up suspiciously anonymous? A big conspiracy driver will be if we come up with some funny stuff regarding the flight manifest, coupled with the inability to recover one or more of the passengers' bodies. Anyway, I hope it all turns out to be nothing mysterious at all. I've lit the lamps at Church Belfry Arch. You let me know you see they're on. You can send me an email by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net, find the Contact Us button, and then send me an email. You can leave a message for me on our listener response hotline at 805-314-2114. That's 805-314-2114. God bless you. God bless America. I'll be in my pulpit and hope to see you tomorrow.
Hear these words. We will not comply. So don't even think about it. We will not shut down our schools. We will not accept your lockdowns. We will not abide by your mask mandates. And we will not tolerate your vaccine mandates.
They're back. That devilish manufactured disease. And they're already talking about forcing us to strap those dirty face diapers on our faces. If you believe in informed consent, here is the book that will help you. Let My People Breathe, Unmasking the Mask Controversy, with science and scripture, available wherever you buy your books.
Hear these words, we will not comply.
Does it seem to you that Satan is getting the upper hand in your life, your home, your church, and in our nation? How can this be? The Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, right? Jesus warned us that we would face devils that can only be overcome by prayer and fasting. Go to GodsWar2020.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.